This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. It's well known that early detection for breast cancer can save lives, but not all women have equal access to mammography screening. Well, here with more on all of this is Linda Veit. She's the project director for Upstate Cancer Center and the director of the She Matters, a program of the Upstate Cancer Center. Also with her is Maxine Thompson, the assistant vice president for Upstate's Office for Diversity and Inclusion. Thank you both for coming in. So women don't have access to early detection of breast cancer, Linda, and specifically mammography screening. Tell us about that. Who are these women?
Well, lots of times lower income women and most oftentimes women of color don't have the same access to mammography screening that white women have. And one of the goals of the Upstate Cancer Center is to reduce the burden of cancer in the communities we serve. And Upstate Cancer Center is committed to reducing the health disparities that we see specifically in breast cancer screening.
So tell us a little bit about that. There are disparities in terms of African American women, women of color, versus the white population. Can you say more about that?
Lots of times, black women don't have the access to screening and the access to quality screening that white women have. We tend to think that it may be an income status type socioeconomic level. There may be reasons for that, but they don't enjoy the same healthcare benefits that white women enjoy.
So, what are the consequences of this, Maxine?
Well, the consequences would be late stage identification of a cancer, for example, late treatment, no treatment. There's lots of different barriers to people of color in particular and people living in poverty, I think, to seeking health care on a timely basis. You know, as Linda mentioned, some of it is insurance, people that either lack insurance or are underinsured or can't get into a provider on a timely enough basis. Sometimes it's a lot of myths about, you know, what it means to have that kind of a diagnosis, a lot of fear that comes into play, and a lot of traditional ways that people have. You know, that are cultural based about how you deal with those kinds of a diagnosis and treatment.
So in summary, I'm seeing that the disease is far more deadly than women of color than it is for the white population.
Absolutely. Part of the reason for that is because of the late identification, the late treatment-seeking behaviors.
Yeah, I saw a statistic that 41% higher death rate.
Right.
In women of color.
Right. African American women have a 41% higher mortality than white women. See, and actually, as far as the 5-year survival, that's even less than African American women as opposed to white women. It's approximately 78% as opposed to the 95% rate that we see in white women.
So you've gotten a grant, and that's kind of why you're here to talk about this very exciting program of the Cancer Center. Tell us about it.
So the Susan G. Komen Foundation of Central New York funded the She Matters program. It's a $50,000 grant with the goal to reduce the breast cancer disparity rate that is seen in our community. We decided to focus specifically on Pioneer Homes, but now that we're into the project, it's gone beyond Pioneer Homes.
So let's stop for a minute. Let's get a little background on this. Mm-hmm. Pioneer Homes, first of all, Maxine, tell us what it is.
Okay.
And what's the history for our listeners?
Okay, all right. So Pioneer Homes is a public housing complex that's part of the Syracuse Housing Authority. There are many public housing units within Syracuse Syracuse Housing Authority, but Pioneer Homes specifically happens to be Upstate's closest neighbor. We are, in fact, in their backyard. You know, sometimes we say they're in our backyard, but the truth is they were here first. Mm-hmm. Pioneer Homes is one of the earliest and the first public housing complexes in the state of New York. So we've long been concerned as healthcare providers and medical institutions about the existence of these health disparities that have, you know, beyond breast cancer, there's all kinds of disparities in any number of disease entities for a variety of different reasons. And so several years ago, we decided, as an organization, the leadership here wanted to make a very concrete and dedicated and concerted commitment to really looking at those issues and developing a better relationship and better delivery of care to our closest neighbors in Pioneer Homes. So we launched a community engagement strategy. We wanted to really immerse ourselves into what the residents were thinking, feeling, what were their needs from their perspective, not ours. I think that's been a problem all along with a lot of the research that's been done, not just in this area, but just historically, that people have the approach that, you know, we're the experts, we know. So we did the reverse. We went to the real experts, the true experts, which were the residents in the public housing unit. You know, what are your issues? What are your concerns? How can we, as Upstate Medical University, collaborate or partner with you to address your concerns? And so that was the beginning of the dialogue and the programming initiative that we started with Pioneer Homes back in 2011. So here we are, you know, almost 4 years into the project, and it's been very, very successful. I think that we have really engaged the Syracuse Housing Authority leadership. We've engaged the Pioneer Homes residents through the Pioneer Homes Tenant Association. We've identified some very, very critically important natural leaders within the residential population of Pioneer Homes who have really helped us meet their needs in a more concrete and sustainable way.
So a very key element of all of this are your resident health advocates.
Exactly.
Tell us.
Okay, so these are people that live in the Pioneer Homes. They are residents. They have the networks and the relationships with their neighbors. And they self-identified, really. They wanted to become more involved. And so we did some recruitment activity. We did some interviewing, and we selected a core of folks who wanted to do more to help their neighbors. So we trained them as resident health advocates, which is really a coming trend. You know, you're finding more and more other healthcare institutions are beginning to look at community health lay workers and how they can make a tremendous impact on reducing healthcare disparities.
So they serve, as educators and liaisons.
They are
from
the
community to the health institution.
Well, to their own neighbors. You know, we have put them through a training so that they are more aware themselves for their own needs, their own education, but also how they're able to communicate and impart this information to their neighbors.
So they're a big piece right now then of this She Matters program.
Absolutely.
Explain that. How does that work?
Well, as Maxine said, they had the background through the curriculum that they had when they went through the training to be resident health advocates with general health concerns and health issues. When we came in with the She Matters program, we narrowed it down specifically to breast cancer, and we taught the resident health advocates. We had our upstate professionals teach them on every aspect of breast cancer and outreach strategies in order to encourage and engage the women in their community to go and get screened.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Linda Veach. She's the program director for Upstate's Cancer Center. And Maxine Thompson, she's the assistant vice president for Upstate's Office for Diversity and Inclusion. And we're talking about this She Matters program, which is a program to encourage breast cancer screening in low-income women. So what actually has taken place now, using your resident advocates and educating them, having them go out now into mm-hmm. their residences and communities, mm-hmm. are women coming forward? Are they being screened?
They are. It's really been an exceptional program. In the past 7 months that we've been operational, the RHAs have learned so much, and they have taught their neighbors so much.
RHA, Resident Health Advocates.
Okay. We do educational sessions with the RHAs. We taught them everything about breast cancer. They, in turn, hold educational sessions and teach their neighbors. They also do outreach. They go door to door. This is a grassroots type effort. They go door to door and encourage and educate women to get their mammograms. They even accompany the women that they sign up in our program, in our She Matters program, when they go and get their mammography. We make it a fun event. We go over to our 550 radiology location. We have what we call mammogram parties. The resident health advocates are right there educating, encouraging, and just
supporting
mm-hmm. the women that come.
So you've seen a good turnout, and what's the response been in general now? to this specific program?
It's been excellent. We have over 200 women signed up in the She Matters program, meaning that they've either gotten education from us, from our resident health advocates, and out of the 200, approximately 60 have actually gone and gotten their mammograms.
That's wonderful.
It's been exceptional, really, because our goal for the purposes of the grant were to reach, I think, 149 women, and mm-hmm. we have only been doing this for a few months, and I think we are well on our way to exceeding those goals.
That's really,
so it's been very exciting
for
us. That
is very exciting. But you also, I'm going to take you back to the first thing mm-hmm. you started to say, which was you have started out with Pioneer Homes as your target,
right.
but you're now looking to expand.
Right.
So explain that.
Well, you know, as Maxine pointed out, there's 149 women who we've identified who are 40 years of age and older, and that's actually the standard that we're using for mammography screening, the annual screening for those women who are 40 and over. But it's gone beyond that. You know, our resident health advocates have such a strong ties and a wide network in the community. They're going out and they're reaching, whether it's family, friends, outside of Pioneer Homes. Some are in low-income areas, some aren't. But you know what? It's great. They come. They are part of the She Matters program.
They're spreading the word.
Exactly. It's mm-hmm. become more than just Pioneer Homes. The She Matters program has become a movement.
So now, is it free to the participants? Explain how that works.
It is. So, I mean, you know, breast cancer screening is covered if you have Medicare or Medicaid. And if the person is either underinsured or has no insurance, then we work with the county. The Onondaga County has a cancer services program partnership, and we work very closely with them. And we refer people to their program, and they, in turn, pay for the screening that is done still at our 550 Harrison location at Upstate. So they enjoy all the same benefits that everyone else in the She Matters program gets.
So if right now there are people listening who might be interested in participating in this program, what are the criteria? Who are you looking for out there?
Well, our criteria to be in the She Matters program, obviously we want women who are 40 and over to come and get educated and get their mammograms, but we also have a huge cohort of women who are under the age of 40 who we just want to educate. We just want to give them breast cancer education for themselves, for their friends, and for their family. So it's all women.
So anyone who's interested, we're going to have a number on our website. Mm-hmm. That's HealthLinkOnAir, that's all one word, .org, and they can make contact with your program, find out more about it. I'm curious about one other thing. As we started this conversation, you were explaining, Maxine, that this was part of a larger movement mm-hmm. to talk about disparity mm-hmm. in terms of all kinds of health concerns.
Right.
Is there some kind of a effect that the She Matters program is having in terms of widening that reach or opening the doors?
Absolutely. I think through the outreach efforts of the RHAs, you know, they become viewed as resources around not only breast care issues, but of wide variety. And we hope to expand their education going forward and, in fact, expand the whole core of resident health advocates that we have available to us that will go through a curriculum training similar to what this group has done and be able to focus on other areas of disparity, such as smoking, you know, lung cancer.
Obesity.
There's mm-hmm. a wide variety of things. Diabetes. There's any number of things where we know that there has been historically disparities in outcomes that we're hopefully going to be able to eventually address. So we're starting small with Pioneer Homes and around breast cancer screening, but the goal is that we will expand this program beyond Pioneer Homes and beyond other disease entities.
Well, I want to congratulate you both. It's really an outstanding program, and best of luck with this project. And, you know, any new initiatives you want to come back and tell us about, we'd be very interested in hearing. My guests have been Linda Veach. She's project director for the Upstate Cancer Center and the director of the She Matters program, a program of the Cancer Center. Also, Maxine Thompson, assistant vice president for Upstate's Office of Diversity and Inclusion. Once again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.